another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter, out on your own, or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategy, and the support you need to become the very best Lone Recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, and let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, I want to give you a hard reset. We call it a zero base here, but every now and then, when things are good, when things are bad, it doesn't matter when you do this, but a hard reset is a wonderful thing to do to your desk because it gives you, it's a chance to clear out the crap, bust out the noise, and focus on the things that actually matter to what you do. So when we build our desks or when we come into our desk, we just kind of, we build. We think it's going to build in this way. Things veer off and we get clients asking for that, or we've got, you know, candidates telling us to do this, or we've got, you know, ideas that we started here. Now, before you know it, you've got quite a lot happening on your desk. Good, bad, the other. And I'm going through this exercise at the moment with a few people who are building a desk up where we've gotten it to a level where I go, great, like we've got the strategies here, we've got the reality here, and, you know, what our desk is something in between. So we do what we call a zero base, which is exactly how it sounds. We just wipe the desk absolutely clean and we start to build it back up now with what we currently know. Because when we built this desk 3 months ago, 6 months ago, or whenever you did, you might not have ever done this. You might have a desk that's 5 years running and you've never actually done this exercise before. This will be valuable for you. If you're building a desk and it's a couple of months in, this will be valuable for you. I think every recruiter can benefit from the zero base logic. Now, zero base, we just want to literally build a desk from scratch, but we pull in the bits that we like. We pull in the bits that we think are going to make us money, and the goal is to get to the end with crystal clear clarity on what is going to make us money and what's just a massive distraction. Okay? So let's do it. You can do this with me. You could grab a pen and paper. If you need to pause this at any point to get your ideas down, do so. I'm just going to give you some of these ideas, and then you do the work yourself. It won't take long. It won't take long at all. But if we have in the back of my mind, this is for the next month or two, we just want to build the next month or two with what we know. And it will also identify the gaps, right? If that's what we get out of today's episode, we've done our job. So let's go. My first question to you is, you've got, okay, nothing on your desk. What are the hot jobs? Like, what are those jobs that you go, these are the ones I love. They're screaming out to me. They're A-grade clients. I know the brief. There's no risk on it. It might be retained or it might be exclusive. Like, what are the really, really, really high quality job briefs that you have right now in your realm? Write them down. Okay. Then let's look at kind of in that same track, like which clients, who are your good clients, your key clients that you want to write down and actually do some work with? So they mightn't have specs, but we want to come back to who are our good clients? Who are the ones we should be doing work with? Not pie in the sky clients, not ones you haven't worked with, but good clients that you know give you work. We want to know who they are, right? Because what we want to do is we want to call them and we want to say, hey, where are we at? But let's just work this out. The third thing we're going to write down is what candidates have you got on the go at the moment that you need to process? So it might be just a grade A candidate that you've got that you know is very placeable. Now, the key here is placeable. They're great. Every candidate is great for their own reason. Every person who's in a job is great for a job. But for you and for those jobs you've just listed and for the clients that you've got, which candidates do you deem placeable that you need, that you want on your desk this month? Okay. Might be Michael Jordan. It might be whoever's on your desk that fit that, let's put them down. Fourth thing we want to actually put down, and probably should have done this first, is what deals have you actually got on the go? Have you got anything in pending right now that you're waiting for offers on or closes or acceptances on? Have you got anything on second interview? Have you got anything on first interview? Let's just write down our current pipeline because there's money in there. So now what we do, if we've got the jobs, we've got the clients, we've got the candidates, and we've got the deals, let's just analyze that real quick. If you look at those jobs that you've just written down, have you got 2 to 3 candidates for every job? If you have 2 to 3 candidates for job A, good job, manage it through. If you have one person for the first job there, You need to put two X's down. You need to find two more people. And don't tell me you can't find them. They exist. Okay? You want to make sure that every job spec you have there, we're looking for the gaps now. Where do I need more people? This is going to become your sourcing plan, what we're going to focus on, right? So once you've done that and you've gone through all of the jobs, worked out which ones have not got three candidates on them, I want you to now create a marketing plan. What ads am I going to write for these? Are you going to do a list ad? Are they all the same role or in different roles? Let's work out, what's your advertising strategy to fill those gaps? Now we want to do your sourcing strategy. What do you have to do with your database? Do you have to do a mail blast? Do you have to do LinkedIn projects? Do you need to do a headhunting campaign? What do you need to do to find those people? Once you've found your three people for each job, move on. But that's really what we're going to build into, right? All of a sudden, you've got real tangible quality stuff that you're working on that you know is going to make you money. Because if you've got, I've said this to ad nauseum, if you've got one candidate on interview, if one of your second interviews is a one candidate for one job, it's a one-on-one. It is like a 20% chance of happening. Even though you think it's a 90% chance of happening, you need to think it's a 20% chance of happening. If you want to make it a 90% chance of happening, find two more candidates to back it up. Because you're going to make your candidate you're going to make your clients make a choice, and you're going to be able to use that to your advantage with your candidates to say, look, don't fuck me around, I've got backups. And you're going to feel great knowing I've secured this job, this client's going nowhere else for people, I've got this one stitched up, okay? So that's kind of like that's the best way to view what you've got on the desk at the moment. What if you haven't got anything? What if you've just gone through all of that and you go, I haven't got jobs, I haven't got clients, I haven't got candidates, and I haven't got any deals on the go. Well, you've got a very, very quiet desk, so you've already in zero base mode. I'd be looking at, what do you need to do? What do you want first? What does your desk look like? Are you I need to get a brief, I need to get a client first, or are you I know my market, I just need to get a candidate? You pick a lane and you do that first. So if it's column A, I need to get a brief, I need to get a client, go to your hot clients. Go to your top clients, your good clients, your best clients, and call them and just say, just touching base, this is where I'm at, or canvas them a candidate. Or if you're in a canvas market where you know your market, you know if you get this skill, we've got to make money, you're going to get three or four interviews for them, go and find that individual. Go and look for open opportunities on LinkedIn. Go to your database and hit that up. Find a candidate, an activated candidate, a placeable candidate, and take it to market, okay? That's what you're going to do. This zero basing is about working out what activities you need to do to support what you've already got and to solidify it and to make you more money. It's as simple as that. I don't think there's much more to it. That really is a simple episode. And if you've paused this, you've probably got quite a bit of a map now. And this is the sort of activity that I do with staff all the time. It's very simple. When the head's spinning and you're feeling overwhelmed, you've got so much happening. Sometimes you actually don't have as much happening as you think. And you're chasing things that you shouldn't be chasing, and you should be chasing things that support what you already have. So I hope you got something out of today's episode. So it was only a quick one, 7-8 minutes, but that is a zero-based logic. Zero-base your desk, build it back up with the bits that you like, and with all the stuff that's left over, you've got to work out, should I be chasing those specs or should I be ignoring those things? Is this candidate just wasting my time? Get rid of it. It is just, you've only got 8-9 hours a day at your desk, so make sure that they are the best 8-9 hours a day you can possibly have, right? Zero-base. Bring in the clients, bring in the specs, what's on the go, support it, what are the gaps, where do I need to find people, who do I have to contact to build up my desk from a client side, and who do I have to contact in terms of building more candidates into my pipeline. It is actually as simple as that. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't make things difficult for the sake of being difficult. Don't be stressed. If you're feeling overwhelmed, this is an amazing exercise to do. You'll come out of it in 10 minutes going, I have so much clarity. If you got any questions about today's episode, please message me, DM me. I can help. But that's all we have time for. As always, have an amazing day, and may all your deals come true.